Today's meditation, June 12, 2017. Stop watching the land. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Isaac sowed in the land, but the land is not what blessed him. When you obey God, you're sowing in God. The land doesn't make any difference. Whatever God has to create for you, he will create it. It may not be there now, but God will create it for you in the land where you are now. Our God is not a situation God. He doesn't only have to use what your situation supplies him with. Stop watching the land. Don't let your expectation be in the land. Don't let your expectation be in your job or your business. I see Jesus on the mountain with his disciples asking how the multitude that followed him were going to eat. I hear the disciples saying, "Man, what is he talking about? We don't have enough money to feed all these people." Then Jesus said, "What do you have? Bring that here." See John chapter 6, verses 5 through 13. You see, it's not the amount you have. It's the God you have. He says, "I'm about to change it for you. I'm about to make it multiply where it doesn't seem like it could multiply. Just give me that seed. Give me something to work with." That's all Jesus did. The lad gave him only 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, and he was able to feed thousands of people. But notice, it didn't multiply in Jesus' hands. It multiplied in the disciples' hands because he wanted them to see it and experience it for themselves. As you continue to sow, I see things multiplying in your hands.